Okay, so we've moved through pitch, number one. We've moved to number two, which was resonance. Thought you had me, didn't you? Then we moved to number three, which was dynamic range, and then kind of slurred into number four, which was enunciation. Those are all the ones that take care of actually what you're doing with your voice, per se. And using those, you will be able to develop a feminine voice. But there are other dead giveaways of being masculine, other things that masculinize you. Oh, dogs and airplanes today, my goodness. Okay. One of the things that masculinizes you is when you are using the wrong vocabulary. What's the wrong vocabulary? I got a pain in my gut. Okay, that's not feminine unless you're saying it as a joke in the middle of normally feminine speech or doing a character. You don't got a pain in your gut. You have a pain in your stomach or your tummy if you want to be really obnoxious about it. Then another word that men will use that women won't as often is want. Men want. That means that they are motivated. They are aggressively motivated to go out and get something because they want it. Want means lack. It means that they lack something. It's kind of like a need in a way. But they lack something and therefore they want it. They're going to get it. They are motivated to be aggressive. Women who are not supposed to be aggressive in our society, even today, they don't want things, they like things, they would like things. You hear that in fast food restaurants all the time. A guy comes up to the little speaker box and he says, I want a Big Mac. And a woman comes up to the same speaker box and says, I'd like a small salad, please. Well, you see, the woman likes things, would like things, and the man wants things. I have a real interesting anecdote about this. I work in the film industry primarily as a writer and director, and in my career I've also been a director of photography. As a matter of fact, I've been a director of photography in both roles. Now in the old role, since I know my craft pretty well, I'd go in with a crew of people and say, I want a 1K light up there so that we can backlight this person over here and tone it down so that it's 50% of the overall light. Well, people would snap too. They'd do what I wanted. I had an occasion to work as a DP right after switching roles. I came in and I said, okay guys, I want that 1K over there to give this backlight and bring down about 50% so it's half as intense as the light in front. And everybody just said, well, are you sure that's what you want? I mean, don't you think we ought to do this and that? And then when I finally convinced them that's what I wanted, they went ahead and took about 5 times as long as it would have taken me to do by myself to set the stupid light up. And I was thinking, what's wrong with this crew? Is it a crummy crew or what? And suddenly it struck me. When I said I wanted something, I was being aggressive. I was saying, here is my goal, and it subordinates all of your goals. In other words, you people, you men, are all working for this woman. And when I did that, they all felt emasculated. They felt I was threatening them. And they actually dragged their feet and bickered and argued with me before they finally gave me what I had asked for. Well, the whole day's shoot got about half as much done as I thought was going to get done, and I went home that night exhausted, thinking, I better figure out a way to change this, because if we keep like this on the second day of the shoot, on this 2-day shoot, we'll never finish what we're supposed to do, and we'll go over budget. Well, it occurred to me, okay, I'm not supposed to be aggressively wanting things and be in competition with them and their skills. As a woman, I'm supposed to like things. I would like it this way. Let me try it and see. And the next day, I came in and I said to the very same crew, well, okay, I think I'd like to put a light over here that would kind of backlight this person and give me kind of a soft look that's maybe not as bright as what's in front. I was very nebulous about it. And at first they looked a little sideways and then they went, oh, okay, fine. And they went out and they did the job. And it only took twice as long as it would have taken me to do it. See, I know my craft well and I could have done it faster in any case. But in the second case, it only took them twice as long to do it instead of 5 times as long to do it as it did on the first day. And that's a problem that faces women in society today, as a little aside. That when a woman wants something done and she's got men working for her, unless she's an ice bitch and is actually commanding and has lost all her femininity, which she doesn't really want to lose, then she has to suggest what she wants in nebulous terms and let the men come to her rescue and provide it. Well, it's chauvinistic and fun sometimes, but other times, when you're trying to get something accomplished as a woman, and when there are things you really do want, you just can't get them by asking for what you want, and you can't be specific. So, the point of all this is that a word that a man uses is not a word a woman uses, and not only does it change the way that you are perceived as being masculine or feminine, but actually the way people will respond to you and give you what you desire, or make it hard for you to get what you desire and not cooperate with you just because of the words you use in a particular role. Now, we know that words are important, but we're going to take a little bit of enunciation and a little bit of vocabulary before we move on to sentence structure. And we're going to say, what do you do with those words when you say them? Well, aside from just enunciation, there's contractions, slurring that goes on that men do that women plain and simply don't. Feminine speech does not slur. It's graceful, not clumsy. Now, a man will say, I have to go to the store. I have to go to. Have to is not a word. Go to is not a word. But that's what men say. A woman will say, I have to, if she's going to use the word have. And she'll say, go to the store. I have to go to the store. But a woman, again, would choose a word like ought to instead of have to. I ought to go to the store. Mind is that. Now look in our society in terms of the power that men have. Men have power. They can be aggressive. They are in control. Women are getting some of that, but still in our society, women are generally brought up to the point that they believe that they have less power and less control over their own lives. So when a man is going to say he needs to do something, need describes, I have a goal, a purpose, and this is a requirement, therefore I need to do it. That's all contained in the word need. When a man needs to do something, a woman feels she should do something. Because a woman brought up in our society has a tendency in this day and age even to feel that she's not in control of achieving goals. She may not even be able to set the goals for her life. And therefore, that if she wants something to happen, she should do this. It has more of a sense of obligation than a sense of instigation. And that is a very big difference in the mental attitude of men and women.